President Barack Obama is caught between a rock and a hard place. Republicans like presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann have proposed renaming the Environmental Protection Agency the Job-Killing Organization of America. But environmental organizations also condemn Obama for failing to put limits on smog from power plants in the U.S. Environment Florida's Paul Rolfe said the people who will suffer most from this decision are the 1 in 10 American children who have asthma.
Floridians deserve clean air. But on far too many days, children and seniors in the Tampa Bay area and across Florida are exposed to dangerous smog pollution. For the sake of our children, we must make every day a safe day to breathe.
Last Wednesday and Friday, ozone levels were around 111 parts per billion in Tampa. That's double the safe levels for asthmatic children. And Wolf said national pollution isn't looking much better.
There are 8 additional days last year in which there would have been a smog alert had the standards been where they should have been. Science says that they should be lower at around 60 parts per billion.
Following Obama's postponement of national smog limits, this week the House of Representatives will consider the Transparency and Regulatory Analysis of Impacts on the Nation Act, or the TRAIN Act, and its dozens of proposed amendments. Wolf is concerned that this will be an additional step back from current pollution limits.
There are some transportation laws coming up that we need to make sure public transportation remains strong. If citizens want to take action, they should please contact their senators Rubio and Nelson and make sure they know to stand up for the Clean Air Act in Congress.
The Sierra Club's Phil Compton said that public transportation is one way that people can cut back on local pollution. He encourages people to go to the Hillsborough Area Regional Transit Authority final budget meeting next Monday.
Here in Tampa Bay, it's not safe to ride a bike or to walk, and the bus service is severely limited. And instead of going forward, we're at grave risk right now of going backwards. Next Monday, Hart's board will take its final vote on not expanding services, but maintaining the current level of services. When the air quality is so poor that children suffer, that the American Lung Association gives Hillsborough County an F for our air quality for the number of days that children suffer, over 20 a year from this bad air quality.
Tampa is the second most dangerous city in the U.S. for pedestrians after Orlando, but a transit overhaul proposed last year to fund local rail and pedestrian improvements was rejected. Compton said that while money was saved in the short term, there are even more health costs associated with no major reductions in local fossil fuel emissions.
The folks who didn't support the transportation referendum last year in Hillsborough County perhaps didn't think that while maybe they would never ride the bus or take a train, it would be the best prescription they could have for their child who's suffering from asthma. Dr. Maldonado treats them every day. 1 in 10 children suffer from asthma. All over America, and certainly here, that is the case. It's the main reason, the most common reason, that kids miss school. And a very common reason why moms and dads miss work to stay home with their kids. Is there a cost? Yeah, about $150 billion in direct health care cost, not even counting the lost productivity.
The EPA estimates that a cross-state pollution rule to reduce pollution limits that cross state lines will prevent up to 34,000 premature deaths and 400,000 cases of aggravated asthma. This rule, plus a limit on mercury emissions, could be delayed by the TRAIN Act. Also at the playground was Dr. Luis Maldonado, who works in the Department of Pediatrics at the University of South Florida. He sees about 12,000 children annually, 40% of whom have breathing difficulties.
Genetics definitely plays a big part of it, and smoking definitely plays a big part of it. But unfortunately, that's more or less a constant nowadays, genetics and smoking. So all that we have left that's a little bit more variable is the environmental, the smog pollution. And there has been a very strong correlation between the days that the amount of smog goes up in the atmosphere with the amount of breathing symptoms and problems that show up not only to my clinic, but to the emergency rooms in the area.
This morning, a White House official said the administration will continue to take steps to defend the authority of the Clean Air Act. The White House is threatening to veto the TRAIN Act, which Republicans say is needed to prevent costly regulations. To find out more information, visit our website at wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton.